Hello?
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm good. All right, I sent you an email of your website, the revision website. Can you check it, please?
Yeah, give me a second.
Yeah.
It looks good. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so there's a home and driver application. Somebody wants to click on driver application, so they are just simply filled the form, and this form is just going for your email.
Okay. Will they be able to fill out that form on their phone?
On the phone?
Yeah.
Joe can teach about that because I don't know about that stuff. This is not in my hand. Just to make your changes, your everything. Just wait. I just call Joe. Joe to on a call. All right.
Okay, but no, that's not a big deal. I was just curious. I mean, if they can, they can. If they can't, oh well. I was just wondering if you might know. But no, I mean, it looks good. I like the design. You guys did a good job.
Thank you so much, Kate. Just wait, Joe on a call, then he tell about to mobile responsive about it. That's what is mobile responsive basically. All right.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Hey there, Keith.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I am perfectly fine. I'm perfectly fine. So yeah, what's up? Did you like it? How it's coming up?
Yeah, no, it looks good. Definitely. You guys did a good job.
Well, all right. So whenever you're gonna go ahead and open it on the phone, all right? It will be once the website is ready to go live. Once the website goes live, it will go on to optimization process. All right, and you'll be able to see it within like 3 days that it's all good. But once the website is about to go live, that's
Gotcha.
when we go
Okay.
ahead and do the mobile version. Yes. And do you remember I told you about yesterday about the hosting server that I was telling you about? All right. And I told you that we're providing 50% off on all our hosting services. And I told you about a quote. All right. Well, I did told you about 1300, correct?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, that was my mistake that I did told you the wrong price from my end. That was my mistake. All right. And the total was coming up as like 4000 something, correct?
It
And
was
I
coming
told
up
you
as
about
how much, I'm sorry?
it was the total that I was telling you about was the one I was showing you about. It was coming up as like 2000 4000 something, and I did provided you with the server for 1300, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, it was usually for like 23 it was coming up, but I mistakenly told you about 1300. But it's still coming up for 23, but that has been settled. That's not a problem. I settled it for you, okay? You don't have to worry about it.
Thank you.
Always.
I appreciate it.
No worries, no worries. I paid it for myself. You don't have to worry about it. All right. But the rest of the website, the driver employment application, do you want this like that one, or do you want the portal that was coming up on WTransport?
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, the WTransport LLC, the website that you put up in the form, the brief form, all right, was connecting over to a portal, all right, once if someone was trying to go ahead and sign up, or once someone wants to go ahead and get hired over to that company that was connecting over to a portal. But over here, all right, we have put up an application over here, if you can see.
Yeah, I like the design you guys have better.
So you do not want any kind of like portal to be connected or something like that, correct? Not too much fancy.
No, not at all.
Absolutely, absolutely. Alrighty, okay. And what did you thought about the content? Will you be providing us more of the content for the website?
I think the content should be good enough. I mean, I sent you guys like a short paragraph to bring up and replace what you have there. And other than that, my contact information, the application, mainly the website exists to streamline the application process.
Mm-hmm.
And
people will be able to find this business through what?
I'll direct them to it.
Okay,
through ads and whatnot. You know, just, hey, go over to my website there. You know, there's the application. Fill it out.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be all word of mouth, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's pretty awesome. All right, so it's going to be just like home, driver application and contact. In the contact us page, it will be just your information, like phone number and your email address, like it is there at the moment, correct?
I would prefer to remove the phone number and just leave the email address.
Okay, so it's just going to be an email address?
Yes, please. That way I'm not getting spam calls.
So why don't you go for any kind of like toll-free numbers for your business? Where it's
cost.
Going to be a different one. What was that?
Cost. I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, okay. All right, I was like, what cost? Okay, well, that's not a problem. We will settle it. That's A-okay. All right. Other than that, I will have Eddie to go ahead and set up the content. All right. And we're just going to go ahead and see what we can do, fit wherever it is possible for us. And on the footer, if you can see, there was recent post. All right. Do you want me to remove that recent post, or do you have any kind of things that you want us to go and set up?
No, you can go ahead and remove those because there's no social media connection. Like you said, it's all going to be word of mouth.
Okay, and our photo stream, it will be removed as well. There, you don't have any kind of photo for your truck or anything like that?
No. I mean, my guys have new trucks, but I haven't gotten photos from them, and I'm not about to, you know, have them wash up the trucks, pull them up to a yard one day, take everybody off of work, and just do a photo shoot for the website. I'm not that worried about it.
No problem at all. We're going to go ahead and remove the We're Social button over there as well. We're going to go ahead and remove the recent post, our photo stream as well over there. Sounds good?
Perfect. Thank you.
Right.
My phone number off the contact.
Yes, of course. And do you want me to remove the request code from over there? On the top, where it says
yeah,
because a lot of your customers might not, or your
my guys will come. I've got dedicated customers, so they'll contact me directly if they need anything. So yeah, you can get rid of that up there.
I was just thinking about the same. So what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and remove it. You don't even have to worry about an inch. All right. And I'll take care of it for you. Okay. And Eddie will provide you with an update. And if there is anything else, I will let you know right away. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
No worries about it. All right. Well, do take care. And the hosting has been taken care of because I paid it for myself for you. Okay.
Thanks.
No worries about it. All right. Well, do take care of yourself, Keith. It was really nice speaking with you.